This time, our program, we are focusing on the Erickson Public Library, and we are joined by in-studio Mr. Z, Zach Steer.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good
on
to be here.
On the phone, we've got Candy Nelk.
Yep, hello.
And we also have Rhonda Kelly.
Good morning.
See? We got everybody's here. It works. I love it when things come, when a plan comes
That's
together.
Right.
I'm going to just right away hold Candy and Rhonda for a second. But
sure.
Mr. Z, we do have, we're into the month already, and what a busy month already
it
for you guys.
Been. Yeah, it has been. On the children's side, we partnered with the Chamber for their event last Saturday, and so thanks to the Friends of the Library who gave a donation, we were able to have a movie at the Boone Movie Theater, mm-hmm. the Polar Express, and $50 was given to the first 50 families to get popcorn, and so it was a successful. It was a cold day.
Yeah,
and we thank the Boone Movie Theater for providing the space.
cold and windy,
oh, but it was a successful event there. And then we just moved on to this week, and so we're doing our winter story times on Wednesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Jessica had a Saturday story time, and we'll have one again on the 17th. Those are at 10 a.m., and the mm-hmm. good thing about those is the next one on the 17th is Santa. Santa is visiting.
Santa's going to be there?
Santa's busy. But
oh,
yeah. Yeah, he'll be there on the 17th, and she's putting together a writing a letter to Santa box, so kiddos could drop those off and have a letter sent to Santa, so we're excited about that. We just had another successful event on Tuesday, thanks in partnership with Iowa State Extension and Outreach of Boone County. We did the Nutcracker Challenge, which was exciting. And again, thanks to the Friends of the Library, we were able to give two tickets away to go see the show on Saturday at Stevens Auditorium. we'll continue to have our Music and Movement. Those are going to be on Friday the 16th and Friday the 30th at 10 a.m. We have a special family fun on the 20th, which will include a craft. And then Rhonda and I are doing a winter break movie. Mine is going to be on the 27th and 29th, but my time is 4 o'clock on those days. Rhonda will talk about her winter break in just a second. And we'll continue to have our grab-and-go activity bags. We'll be one next week, and then on the third week, which is our sensory grab-and-go. We are excited, thanks to the Lowry Grant Foundation. We're starting a new cooking program as part of our after-school Library Rocks new program. So let's get cooking. At EPL is on next Tuesday at 6 p.m. And I think there might still be two spots left, but I haven't checked this morning.
It filled up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Rhonda and I are going to make fudge microwavable.
Oh!
Tis the season. Oh. So we're very grateful for that, and we'll continue.
Is there an age limit on coming?
No. Families of all ages can come, and we're going to continue to have cooking classes throughout the next couple months, so we're excited. And then last month, we did unveil our story walk.
Oh, yeah.
So in December, rightly so, Chris Van Allsburg's classic, The Polar Express, is out there right now. So it's getting cold. But
folks, and I will tell you, well, it's not
that. Not too bad.
You dress for it.
You dress for it, but you have to go out to see and read The Polar Express. So it's pretty cool, and it's at McCose Park.
Now, is that one you guys kind of put together? How, again, for the stories, for Story Walk, do some come prepared for it? Or
can you develop your own? You bet. So we did order a whole set that was pretty much done for the signs, because they're specific dimensions.
Yeah.
And then we did order what are called big books, and we have a wonderful library assistant. Their name is Theo, and they were able to kind of manipulate the book. If you've ever seen The Polar Express, it's written very long. It's a lengthy book.
Yeah.
And so they had to go ahead and manipulate the signs, and it all worked. So we appreciate that.
Good.
So. Yeah.
So, and again, this is one that'll come back every year.
Every year. We're hoping to do either every month or every other month, and we're going to start adding some more activities. So at the end of the story walk, you'll be able to scan QR codes and see a bunch of activities. And then finally, I've been doing outreaches again for the schools, both public and parochial, and that's always a joy and fun. So hopefully kiddos will be able to see me out there, too.
Just for those people that might be wondering, story walk, start by the swimming pool. Go to the parking lot at the swimming pool. Yes. Start there.
Yeah.
And then go to the north.
You bet. That's exactly right. So that will wrap up our December for children, and we're kind of evaluating what's coming next year.
Well, I'm looking at potential days when you're not open.
We are not going to be open on Saturday the 24th, Monday the 26th, and then again Monday, January 2nd. So we'll have 3 days off there coming up for the holiday season.
But otherwise, and open later on Wednesday?
Yep, Wednesday we're still open until 8 p.m. We'll be that's just a new time for us. So be on the lookout. We're starting to kind of think about some programs and activities for that for kiddos. So,
Once again, just in the month of December, and already it's been very busy. Judging by the number of text messages I've been getting, because I signed up for that.
Theo, they do that as well. So very grateful for that service. So, and you can always go on our Facebook page and on our website for more information. So,
and folks, anytime, just bring the kids, go down to the children's library.
It's a fun place to just hang out. We got toys and trains and puppets and a whole bunch of fun.
Fun things to do and then find out about the program.
You bet. Sounds great.
See how easy
it's
actually
good.
He's got story time.
I do have story time at 10, but I'll hang out for a little bit.
Okay.
So
let's go with LeBronda. We'll go with you first.
Sure.
And again, you mentioned that you have a Christmas break opportunity thing coming up here, but why don't you start out and lead us up to that?
Yeah, so we have some teens from the high school came to me, and they're big fans of esports, so they wanted to start an esport group that meets at the library. So they're still looking for people to join in with them. You can register on our website so you get a reminder about it, or you can just show up. And so far the schedule is Monday afternoons, I should say, at 3:30 p.m. So if you are a fan of esports, come on out to the children's department. We usually set you up in the activity room, have some snacks, and play some esports together. So, yeah, we hope that there's enough interest to get that off the ground. I would love to see that successful.
Okay.
So.
And that's one of those, they get the idea. You're just helping them facilitate, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, especially with teens, I think it's so important to have something that there is an interest and enthusiasm for. So anytime, like, I encourage the teens, if you have an idea, come talk to me. I am more than happy to help, you know, find a space for you, to help advertise, to get other people to come out and join your group. You know, so we definitely encourage that. We love for them to have a safe space to come and, you know, participate in activities that they want. So, yeah, absolutely. And then today we have a tween and teen art club. Not something new that we've introduced. So any grade five and up, if you're interested in art, we provide all the supplies and the activity, and then you just come and be creative. So today we have them making Christmas cards or greeting card out of recycled older cards. So that way they can, you know, cut and paste and just be creative that way. So that's what we have going on for art club this month. And it's at 3:30 today. And that's open for grade five and up. So
I'm kind of laughing about it because when I think about old cards, I had an older gentleman I knew that you'd get a card from him and you weren't really sure what it was for because he might cross off congratulations and then for on your graduation or something like that and put happy birthday on it or something.
Oh, that's funny.
But that was what he did.
There you go.
Hey. But you got a card from him.
He's being resourceful, exactly. Yeah. You know, he's being environmentally friendly. He's recycling. So there you go.
But this is, again, an opportunity for young people, again, to do their craft skills.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and maybe it's supplies they might not have readily available to them that we can provide for them to be creative. So, yeah, and so we hold that the second Thursday of every month. So it's going to be at 3:30. Yep.
Okay. All right.
And next, coming up next week, we have our monthly Rory Readers virtual book discussion group at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we've got a really good little group going, and it's not just local people. There are some local people, but we have a lady now who joins us pretty regularly from Las Vegas, and, you know, so we have people from all over. So it's kind of neat for people to come together and just talk about what they're reading at the moment and what their interests are.
Wow.
Yes, and we also have something else going on that same night for literature fans. We have a special guest coming in. His name is Adam Edelman, and he is a native of Boone. He's a graduate of Boone mm-hmm. High School, mm-hmm. and he's going to be doing a poetry reading at the library live, followed by a Q&A session. And he will have copies of his published book for sale, and he is providing some refreshments for those attending that night. So he has had work published in many different magazines. You can see all the details on our Facebook page under the events. And he now lives in Texas. So we're pretty proud that he wants to come back and share his craft. And he's really hoping some teens will come out. So I've alerted the high school that he is going to be a special guest. So hopefully we'll have some people come out. But it's open to all ages.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, he's got to come out for Christmas
anyway.
So that's
at 7 p.m. And that's also the same night as Rory Readers, which is next Wednesday the 14th of December.
All right.
Yeah, and then we have our regular monthly Pokemon group, which has taken off, like, really, really well. We had a huge group last month. I think there was, like, 15 of them. So if you are a fan of Pokemon, come on out. We usually provide an activity for you. We have a snack. And then they just usually bring their Pokemon cards. They'll play the Pokemon trading card game and just kind of hang out and share their love of Pokemon together. So it's just a fun group. And this time we'll be doing Pokemon snowflakes and Pokemon greeting cards, and then we're going to have a Pokemon movie playing at the same time.
All
and
right.
That's at 3:30 on the 15th, so next week on Thursday for the Pokemon fans.
All right.
Yeah, and then there's actually a few early outs this month. So the third week early out is on the 21st. And you can come on out at 2 p.m. It's kind of like just an open, we'll have activity and like a little snack out for them. So just a space for them to be. We usually have some music on. They can use it as a study time or, you know, just a place to hang out with their friends. So that is available to them when they get out early from school that day on the 21st.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, and then, yeah, Zach mentioned that the week that school is closed, we're offering two movies. So the 27th, the movie I'll be offering is at 2 p.m., and then also on the 29th at 2 p.m. So I don't think we're allowed to talk about the title on here, but I will say one of them is a sing-along, and the other one is kind of more of a family, very popular movie. And for that one, I'm going to be having some tea and cookies. Along with that, and then the other one will be a really fun sing-along. So, yeah, come on out. We'd love to have you and, you know, give you something to do while you're maybe off school and or work. And again, that's mine for sure, all ages. So it's not just for, you know, the middle school and teens. Adults can come out too. I think it's a fun experience for them to share, you know, with their kids. And even if you don't have kids, come on out.
All right.
Just come on out and hang out at the library and have fun.
What better thing to do?
Exactly.
And you know what? You don't even have to have a library card to get in there.
No, well, absolutely. I mean, we encourage you to because there's a lot of great things you can do with your library card. But yeah, you definitely, I mean, we're just open for everyone. Just if you want a place to come, participate in our programs, they're always free. We'd love to have you.
Okay. Well, busy holiday time coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the one thing I need to know from Candy is, did you have any of the angel grab bag things left?
I had 26 fly out the door yesterday, and it was the first day I offered them. So I was rapidly putting more together yesterday afternoon.
Okay. So. No, because I showed someone yesterday, go, well, I would like to do that. And I'm going, well, I don't know if there's any left right now, but, you know, you might have to go and check it out.
Yeah, they're on the main table across from the circulation desk on the main floor. So just stop in, pick one up. I still have some left.
Okay. I just was double checking on that too. Well, let's, Candy, as long as we got you going, what do you have coming up here in December?
Well, for a hot minute, I just want to backtrack to November and mention that we had a really wonderful turnout for our author talk with Jolene Philo.
Oh, yeah.
So many local supportive people came out to hear her. She's a former Boone teacher, and now she's an author. Well, she's been an author for years, but she's focusing on a mystery series that's loosely based when she taught in South Dakota.
Okay.
And so she was promoting her mystery series, and it was a really good night. We had nearly 40 people. So
wow, good turnout.
Good turnout. So that was wonderful. We've had a few programs already this month, and I want to thank Tucker Mitchell and the Boone agent that we've had come in, Shiloh Burke, and they've talked about Medicare the last few months during the annual enrollment period,
yep,
which is closed now, but they've been trying to, you know, touch base and tell people about Medicare options and answer their questions, and I'm very grateful for them to come in and offer their services to our patrons.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's not difficult, but the amount of information is so overwhelming. It just, some people just get, oh my God, you know, what
it is, and it's a case of where it's very individualized.
Yep,
it's not just one thing covers everybody. So yeah. I am really happy that they offer their services to the library.
Okay, good.
And then we had a very successful craft swap on Saturday. Nearly 70 people came in and picked up, after generous donations were brought in after Thanksgiving. We had nearly 70 people come in and pick a lot of crafts up for free. And I heard so many positive comments about it. And it was such a busy Saturday in town that a lot of people couldn't come, and they regretted that. But you have to pick and choose. And so I will be offering, probably starting next week, a table down on the main floor like I did for the houseplant swap.
Sure.
During the summer.
Sure.
And you can just stop in and pick up a free craft, or maybe there's fabric. There'll be rubber stamps, scrapbooking materials. I'll just try to
quite
mix
a variety.
It up.
Yeah, have a variety.
Yeah, variety. And then I haven't decided, but I will take donations 1 or 2 days a month, probably starting in January. I don't have the time or the storage to offer ongoing donations, but you know, I'll have designated days, and I'll let everybody know. And you can stop in and bring a donation if you'd like, and you can shop the table if you're there.
All right, good. Okay.
The big program we'll have in next week, starting again, is Tech for Beginners. It's this month is Computer Basics. So if you're feeling like you need a little shot in the arm and need some more information about the computer, please sign up for that. You can either do it on our website, or you can give us a call. We'll sign you up. We offer Chromebooks that you can use during the class for free, or you can bring in your own device. It'll be next Tuesday from 9:30 to 11 in the morning, mm-hmm, or it's repeated Wednesday night, December 21st, from 6 to 7:30. So we try to offer a morning and an after or an evening option for people.
Now, and this is one I did want to ask you about, because this is one of those things where you all of a sudden will get somebody that will go, you know, you should have something like they would ask you, and without realizing, yes, we already have a program set up for this. Yeah.
We do. We got a grant, and so we're offering it, I think it was for 6 months, and so
sure,
we'll offer it through March. And the programs vary each month, but like I said, they're repeated twice a month. But all different. I think next month might be about Zoom and So, yeah, if you have
things that people would hear a lot about and stuff, and yeah, with Zoom, that means you open up a whole plethora of different programs that the library has available if you become can do it and do it securely, because cybersecurity, yes, was the very first one you had, as I recall.
It was. And then this last month was Internet Basics, and then this month is Computer Basics. So similar, but different.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling a little rusty, or you're new to a computer, or you have a new device, you know, sign up. It's an hour and a half, and I think you'll go away with some great information. Yeah.
Do you have anybody that's repeated? I mean, they've come to the first one and then come back to the second. I thought there would be, yep.
And you do have to sign up each month.
Okay.
But, you know, that way you can pick and choose. Maybe you don't want to come to all of them. Maybe you just wanted to come to the first one.
Sure.
So that's something you have to remember, but we can help you with that.
Yep. Sign up. Check out the website. Again, that's easy to do. Or the Facebook page, because I know information is available there. So, good.
Yep. And then we've started Books at the Brewery the second Monday of every month at 7 o'clock. The group decided not to do it in December because of the busyness of the season.
Sure.
But we'll meet again there in Monday, January 9th. And again, I'm just thrilled with the support of the Boone community. You can tell they're hungry for programs, and they're coming out and they're supporting us, and it's so gratifying to sit around a table and hear people just chat about books. And sometimes it drifts off onto something else, but it's great.
All right.
Then Hoover's, third Thursday at Hoover's is going to be changed a little bit. It's still on the third Thursday, December 15th, but it's a live program from the Netherlands at noon.
Ooh.
And then it'll be recorded and offered at the usual time that evening at 6. But unbeknownst to myself and maybe many of our listeners, the Hoover Presidential Library and the museum, they have one of the largest collections of World War I flour sacks in the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
So they have like 400 flour sacks.
Whoa.
And the people that will be speaking about them are going to be sharing information like, why are they so decorated? And some of them are heavily embroidered, or they have lace. They're not just like the printed flour sacks that were here in the United States years ago. So I think maybe our listeners would like to see that program. But catch it at noon on the 15th, or if you miss it on the same evening, but at 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
That's fascinating. My grandmother actually have a flour sack that she embroidered.
Cool. Yeah, they didn't embroider them here in the States. So they
interesting.
Printed.
Yeah. We learn something new every day.
Right? That's what the library's
for. First of all,
I
didn't know they had that many flour sacks. So.
No. Yeah. And then I wanted to share, because I came across this program, that I wish I could go to the Manitowoc Public Library in Wisconsin, because right now they have a display of their aluminum Christmas trees. And they shared their Zoom, or it's going to be on Facebook Live on that evening, the 15th at 7 o'clock, I believe. And it's called Sparkle. And I put a post on our Facebook page about it yesterday. And it'll tell the whole history of aluminum Christmas trees. And so I thought maybe our patrons would like to watch that or know that it exists. Or if you're up in Wisconsin, head to Manitowoc, and you can go see them at their library. So.
That's how we get people from Las Vegas doing Rory Readers, because people spread the word.
Exactly.
People spread the word, and again, now with Zoom and the links that we've developed, you can take part in activities in just about anywhere.
Worldwide. Yep, you bet. December book discussion on the 20th, they are going to meet. They don't have a designated book, but they'll just be chatting about their recommendations or their rejections that they've read during the year.
Okay.
And Cocoa and Crafting is back in person, and that's Friday the 16th from 3 to 5. It's for all ages. Kiddos can make a paper wreath, and teens can make a Christmas tree ornament using Wacky Mac macaroni, and adults can make a cookie cutter ornament using baker's twine. So stop in, they're free. We have cocoa and candy cane for everybody, and we'd love to see you. It's usually a pretty popular program.
All right. Good. So we get a lot of it covered, huh?
Whew. I think we did.
There was a lot. Again, folks, check out the website. Again, cool website, easy to use. Got a ton of information and things available there. And again, Facebook, if you get hooked up. Or get that, sign up for the text messages, because my phone goes like nuts every once in a while. Like yesterday, there was like four or five of them came out in the afternoon. And I'm going, oh, got this one. No, I got this one too. So, but it is a great way to get reminders. And of course, the library is going to be closed again on the 24th, 26th, and on Monday, January 2nd. So, but otherwise, get ready to come on in and have a good time. Like I said, you don't need a library card, but having one's a good idea, and you can get one if you go to the library.
And Jim, I just wanted to mention on the main floor during the month of December until December 19th, you can sign up for a drawing for a free doll. Patron in Waukee, an older lady, she makes doll clothes, and so she's donated over 30 pieces of doll clothing and a knitted blanket, a nurse's kit. There's a tea set and the doll. It's all wrapped up. It's ready to go. All you have to do is stop in on the main floor and sign up for it.
Ooh, there you go, folks. Go check that out, too.
Perfect Christmas gift.
I know. I sent Mr. Z back to do his story time, so he's off on his way. And on the phone with us, we got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly from the Erickson Public Library. As always, again, if people have any questions, come into the library, because you got a lot of different things that are available going on. And you can also get books and read, too.
Of course.
Just saying. Yeah, that's just one of the many things. A lot of activities and a lot of things for people to do. Thanks so much for taking time to visit with us this month. Get us updated on what's going on here just in December, and it's already been very busy. And come in on the main floor. You can get the Angel book grab bag thing. Got a lot of things available. Thanks so much for visiting with us today, okay?
Thank you for having us.